Morning, Masechet Yomei Daf Kaf Bet, and we're starting, please God, Perek Sheini. And we'll see now, like I just said before we started the recording, that we're going to see now the story. This is the Mishnah of introducing, or Machloket, we'll see, but at least the idea behind the pious for the Trumat HaDeshet, that the Kohanim would, 40 in the morning, who would get it, and they bumped around the guards. And yeah, let's look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this, Berishona, originally, call me Shirotzeli Trom Etamizbayach Torah. Anybody. Right, look at Rashi over here. Call Kohen Sheaya Mo'oto Beit Av. Because obviously, meaning that they were working there that week. So it was the Beit Av that week. Rotzeli Trom Adeshen Shachri Torah. Veloya Pais Ledavar. And there wasn't a Pais. Ubizman Chen Merubit. And when there were lots of them, Ratzi Volim Kevish, there'd be a race to the Kevish to see who got up there first, to see who's going to do Trumat HaDeshen. And Kol HaKodem El Chaveru Ba'arba Motzacha. We'll see the Gemara is not so pashut what it means, Kol HaKodem El Chaveru Arba Amot. Exactly, you had to beat your friend to within 4 Amot. We'll see what that means in a second. Rashi says over here, Ratzi, Vizman Shem Merubin, Avim Nitrom Zeh Omer Ani Torem, Zeh Omer Ani Torem, Zeh Ayam, Zeh Mishpato. Right, so basically, everybody would say, I want it. Ratzivuni Mekevish. She's Shloshim Vishtaim Orech. It's 32 amas long. Not bad, it's about 16 meters. And Mr. Navia, Vechola Kodem Bahen, Likanestok Abba Amot Elionot Shel Kevish. Rashi already giving an opinion of here on a day. Then Vechola Kodem Bahen, Likanestok Abba Amot, whoever would arrive in the first Abba Amot. Right, it'll talk about Elyonot to the upper Arba Amot Shel Kevesh, Hasmuchot Lo Shel Mizbeach, Zacha, Litrom, Vezehu Goralam. So it seems over here that it wasn't the first guy who got to the top. It was the first person who arrived within Dalet Amot of the Kevesh. Okay, we'll see at the end of the Gemara, a little bit towards the end of the Daf, not so pashut, exactly how this competition took place. So now what happens is, V'imayushneim Shavin, so let's say they had this race, they started out, but one of them ultimately, both of them got them together. Look at Rashi. Mishnem Shavim beknisatan. Right? Ein echad mim zocher litrom. Now, there's no winner. Vameata kulam bein latil gerot. It's amazing. So now, either there was an ultimate winner, or there was no winner. If one person won, then he was entitled to the job. But if he didn't win, if he tied with somebody else, then all the other Kohanim from the Beit Av come back into the picture. Rakulam bayin datil goral. All now come and take this goral. Umahu agoral. What's the lottery? How do they do it? Hamimune arapaisot omer lekulam. Okay, so now Rashi starts filling in the gaps here. So I go back in the Mishnah. Hamimune omer lehen hatzbiu. Umahen motzin achat oshtai. And they bring out one or two fingers. We'll see the moment in Rashi in greater detail what's going on over here. But they put out one or two fingers. V'ein motzin agudal b'midash. They don't use their thumbs. We'll see just now in a moment why you can't use your thumbs. I'm not sure if I understand it so quick, easily. And look in the Rashi now. So that's biu. Hotziu etzbotehem. Kol echad yireh etzba. Kenvash lakam b'pik. We'll see in a moment how they do it. Mekifin v'omdim b'agudal. So all the kohanim now stand in a big circle.
He comes to one of them and takes his hat. Right, he's been sniffing his head covering. And he sort of, I don't know if he pulls it up or throws it up, or whatever, but that's signifying that from that Kohen there, in the circle, we're starting the procedure. Because that's how he chooses who to start with. And from there they start counting. Each person pulls it out, I don't know, one finger, two fingers, I don't know, three fingers, I don't know if it's one or two, like that. V'amimune omer kol sha'minyan kalabo hu zoche. He now is going to throw out a number. Let's say that there were 30 kohanim. He's going to throw out a number, 150. And now they're going to start going from kohen, from the guy who he threw out the hat off. He's number one. And now I suppose his hat's off, so you can see that you're getting to him all the time, you're completing the circle. And he starts at him, he puts out two fingers. They count number two. Now, the number's 150, 136. So he's two fingers, the next guy's one finger, the next guy's one finger, two fingers. Now, someone's keeping a tally there of where we're up to. And when we go round and round the circle, we'll see we go around a few times. When we finally get to the Kohen who his finger adds up to 136, he's the guy that gets the job. Look in the Rashi here. Umotzimi piv minyan. Right, the Kohen, the Mamune, mentions a number. O Meya or Shishim. But look at Rashi. Harbe yoter misha yushama kohanim. It has to be a higher, much higher number than how many kohanim there were there. Umatchil lemanot mizeh shenatal mirosho ha-mitznefet. And he starts from the guy who he took off his mitznefet. V'sovev v'holech u'moneh. Right, you go around and round and round. Ha-etzbot. The bach adds in your u'moneh ha-etzbot. He counts the fingers. V'chozer chalila. That means he keeps on going around. Ad sof ha-minyan. Until he gets to the end. U'mi sh'ha-minyan kalabo. Hu azocheh. V'chein l'chol ha-faisot. Rashi, this is how all the paisot were done. I always understood that a pais in the middle is a lottery. They have like a box with his name in. Someone goes, pulls out the name and says, yeah, Chaim Yankel, and he's Chaim Yankel. He goes and gets the job. No, it's a whole spiel. They get into a big circle, throw out a number, throw off his hat, and start counting one by one by one. Okay. Look at Rashi, Echat or Shtayim, B'gmar, we'll see why. V'ein mo tshilag rabbi, the more explain why. It says like this, Rashi. B'gmar Faresh, Mipnei HaRama'in. Rashi says it's in the Gemara, but I'll tell you now already why. Because of the liars, the cheaters. Kesheyikrava minyan lechlot v'yabit lemi yichle. So now let's say the number is 136, and we're up to now like 132. So it's not so difficult to work out who's going to finish, because you either got one number or two. You can take one finger or two fingers. So let's assume all are going to take two fingers, so there's four left to go, so there's two guys. If there's three fingers, whatever, I mean, you can work it out. Not, so now what does the guy do? Yotzi zeh ha'omed lefanav shtei etzbot kdei sheyimne b'shnei b'nei adam v'yimaher ha'minyan lachlot bo. Basically, he'll put out his thumb and his finger like this. So I suppose from far, if you go like this or like this, it's clear. But if you go like this, maybe it appears, or maybe he goes like this and like this. And it looks like this is the other guy's hand next to us. So it ends on him. I don't know if he works out, there's only two left, let's say. And if he puts, I don't know. Maybe it's three. There are three left, and he puts out his thumb and like that. And the Kohen only sees his thumb over here and thinks he's another person and says, him. I'm not sure exactly how it works. The guy who's in charge won't understand. He can separate his thumb from his finger a lot. When you're in, it's ba'och ne'ben ha'dam. 100% sure. It looks like two people. So use a bit of imagination. Basically, once you can bring a thumb in, I suppose, maybe on different hands, same, I'm not sure, or like this, maybe. I don't know. 100% sure. But bottom line is, there was something about the thumb. If anybody got a clearer picture there and wants to explain to us nicely, Michael, give me that pictures there. Okay, let's carry on. Mishnah said like this, Master Shayu Shneim Shavin V'ratzin V'olim HaKevesh. It happened that two guys were equal, running up the Kevesh. V'dachaf Echad Ben Chavero. Now, we would never understand that to happen, right, in our life. But obviously, in those days, these things happened, right? And he pushed his friend. V'nafal V'nishparat, when he broke his leg. V'chevan Shu Beitin Sheba'in Yidei Sakana. As soon as the Beitin of the Kohanim saw that this is getting dangerous, Hitkinu Shelo Yehu Torminet HaMizbeach Ele B'Fais. They said straight away they made a takana. Anyway, you can use the fires. Okay, look at Rashi over there. And Zeh Shepi Rashi, the way we explain it, said Rashi. Now the Mishnah says, Arba Faisot Hayusham, Vezeh HaPais HaRishon. There are four Paisot in Maramigdash. Rashi says, Arba Pim Bayom, Neswim LaPais. Four times a day the Kohanim were all gathered together to do this. This was the first one. Now, if you remember, at the very beginning of the Perek of the Masechet, first Rashi, we mentioned there there's a Machloket about whether Kohen Gadol is the only one who does Avodah Yom Kippur, or if the other Kohanim also do it, and the Kohen Gadol only does the Avodah, which is unique to Kohen to Yom Kippur, right? That's, and we saw that Rashi's a few times in the first parak has alluded to the fact that that it's only the Kohen Gadol. So now I saw this morning in the Shtans that he brings there, there's a noise from somewhere that he brings there. A Ramban apparently uses this to prove, the Ramban uses this Mishnah to prove that it's not only the Kohen Gadol. Because we've already learned about Trumat HaDeshen in Perek Rishon. And we're discussing this in Masechet Yoma. And we're discussing now what's happening in Yom Kippur. There's no place to have this Mishnah in the Masechet about the Paisot with other Kohanim on doing the Avodah if it's not Shaykh to Yom Kippur. That's what he wanted to say. And therefore, because it's Shaykh to Yom Kippur, Rob is not so excited about it. Okay?
No, because we just learned about Trumat HaDeshen.
That's his point. That because we learned about Trumat HaDeshen, so why dedicate the whole Mishnah to it, Trumat HaDeshen, if it's not relevant to Yom Kippur? That's what he wants to say. So therefore, it appears that Trumat HaDeshen was done by any Kohen, even on Yom Kippur, not only by the Kohen Gadol. So he has proof that the Kohen Gadol didn't do all the Avodas. That's what he wants to say. That's just in terms of that machloket. Okay, so now, Gemara says,
I heard somebody recently say that this also shows that when an event is dangerous,
brilliant.
The event.
Right. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. The reason I didn't say it was because the story that I also heard that, and I said that when, not only when it's dangerous, but you saw in the Bet HaMikdash that when there were tragedies, they acted straight away. They didn't wait. Remember, we learned many years ago, I don't know which Masechta it was, and that's why I didn't say it, because I couldn't remember the Gemara, but if you put it out if I say it, here's one example of, remember, we learned the other example where there were a whole lot of people were in a cave, and they were scared, and there was like a rush, and they got stampede, there was a stampede, and they had sandals remember that? They had sandals. What? Oh, voila, loyti shama. Wow. Where is it? Which Gemara is it?
Shabbat,
okay, so there we learned it a lot longer.
I think it was about the Tchum Shabbat.
And they strampled themselves. As that happened, immediately the Chachamim made it asur to wear sandals with masmerim. I couldn't remember that Gemara. That's what I wanted to say. I was talking about it yesterday. Okay, that's what I was thinking about. All right, shkoach. Okay, the Gemara says, "Vahami kara, my time elota kinler ban paisa." Someone says, why did it take them? Why did they think about this in advance? What happened? So Rashi says, yeah, Vaha. He says, yeah, Avodah Zu Shel Trumat HaDeshen. Right, this Avodah. How come they never did it in advance? Mikaru, kolim shira takala b'merut satam. You see, the Chochem, that we say, Chacham Enav Barosho, right? You're meant to see problems. You see, everyone can see. And if you've got youngsters chasing each other up a ramp and accidents bound to happen. But unfortunately, you know that you call 2020 hindsight, right? You know, we don't think like that. So the Gemara's question is, why do they wait for a guy to fall and break his leg? Why don't they have a takari in place already from the outset? Oh, this is what he was asking in the last few days.
It's a danger, but the other people don't get a chance. Older people don't get a chance.
I think the older people are really interested. We'll see in a moment that the people weren't too interested in this avoda. We'll see just now. Just wait a second. We'll see now coming up now. Although I want to just stop and tell you that my last New York marathon, I stood in line with a guy. I was 52 and he was 72. And he was standing right there, right next to me. And I checked up his time at the end and he was faster than me. Honestly. So it's nothing to do with age. That's all in your head. Okay. Bami Kara. My time a lot taking Rabban Ampai. So it's like, Mikara Savur. Kevan Davurat Lailahi, since it's a job for the night, Lo Chashivanei Voloatu. Who's going to want to do this? Nobody wants this job in the middle of the night coming to do this job. Voloatu, they're not going to come and do it. The Rashi. Mikara Sabur Beitin, right? Kevan Avod Lailahu, Hoyel Vahuchshar Belaila. Somebody can do it now because it's really dark, still dark. Lo Chashivanei Lakwa, not important to them. Voloatu Lintriala, they're not going to go and fight over it. Who wants to fight over something like that? When they saw that there was interest, and not only was there interest, but actually Sakana became dangerous, Takin Lefaisa. So I don't understand. Why was it a Havah Aminah that they wouldn't want to come? Varei Evarim Updarim Davulat Lailahi. We've got all these burning of the offal. What's it? Ariel told us that word once. Offal. That burning all these like dregs. That is, look at Rashi, Shu Kasher Kola Laila. They do that all the light. We'll see that on the cafe. See that there was a competition between Kohanim to do this. There was already a pais over there. So Gemara says, no. Sof avodah d'yamamehi. See, that's not really very good. He says, because at the sof avodah, that's the end of the avodah from the daytime. the burning of the stuff on the Mizbeach, that's not a nighttime job. It's the end of the daytime job. See, is the cup half full or half empty, right? It's the end of the daytime job. Look at Rashi. Shehu gemaro shel korban shishchat b'yom. The korban was shechted in the day. The blood was thrown in the day. Lecha chashuv b'nei ha-kohanim lavo levaleah. That's important enough for the korban to come and fight over. Look at the lashon. To come and fight. They want to prepare to fight over that. But weren't going. I'm not going with fists, but I mean they were prepared to compete. So God says, I don't understand. Hi, namitrad avoladiyamemahi. What's your story? The Trumala Desh, that was the end of the day. This is the beginning of the day. It's not a nighttime avodah, it's the first day, it's the first avodah of the day. And the Lord wants to prove over here that it's a daytime avodah. What's the proof? Rabbi Yochanan, quite a Gemara over here, from a Sechet Zvachim. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kidesh Yadav le Trumata Deshen le Machar, Ein Tzarich le Kadesh, Shekvar Kidesh mitchilat avodah. Rabbi Yochanan wants to give a chidush over here, said, listen. If a Kohen had already done Netilat Yad Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the Avodah, washed himself, assuming now that he didn't leave the Beit HaMikdash, where the case was, and he sat up the whole night and he was there, he wouldn't have to do Kiddush again. So we see that even though it's a daytime Avodah, the Kiddush is, it's a daytime Avodah. If you did the Kiddush Yadayim already, even in the night, it's still kosher for the day. If it was a nighttime Avodah, then there's no Kiddush. If it's a nighttime avodah, you did your kiddush at night. When else would you be expected to do your kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for a nighttime avodah if it wasn't at night? So the kiddush is, it's a daytime avodah, and that even if you did the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim when it was nighttime, it's still kosher for the daytime avodah. That's how the Gemara wants to prove that Truma Zadesh is a nighttime is a daytime avodah. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a daytime avodah, but the kiddush is if you did not even at night, it's still kosher. So the Gemara says no, that's not good proof. You know, let's look at Rashi over here. He says, "Im lo yatsa min amigdash." Here Rashi says it. If you didn't leave the amigdash, va'afil l'rebi da'amar b'shchidat kochim nina moedet bekiddush adam raglan. Modehu de mikrot gever at safra lo psulelina. That you aren't not pasulina. That's over being over the night. It was the new day start. It's not pasul. Even though it's a daytime avodah, the adam is still good. The one said, "No, that's not Rabbi Yochanan said." Ema. Correct, Rabbi Yochanan says as follows: She kvar kidesh mitchila la avodah. That's Rabbi Yochanan wants to say. Look at Rashi. Al mitchila avodah karilei. It's not that Rabbi Yochanan said kidesh yadav l'chumah kadesh lemachar and shich lekadesh she kvar kidesh mitchila avodah because you already done the. No, say she kvar kidesh mitchila la avodah. It's because you already done the stuff. Maybe saying over here. Look at the Rashi. Ema she kvar kidesh mitchila. L'shem avoda. It's not that it's daytime avoda, but he's already done kiddush for avoda, even it could still be nighttime avoda. So that seems to be the Gemara's ikar d'amre. So the Gemara wants to. So we haven't really proved necessarily that it's daytime avoda. The Gemara now brings another an ikar d'amre over here on how this whole sugya was learned. So the first answer we brought over here that why didn't they make a takani in the first place for pious? Because they thought since it was a nighttime avoda. Right, that the Kohanim wouldn't want to rush to come and do it. The Gemara brings a second version. Ikar Amri, Meikara Savur Kamadika Ones Shaina Lo Atu. That's not because it's a nighttime avodah they wouldn't want to come. It wasn't so important, but they weren't going to rush to wake up so early. They're going to Ones Shaina. Got to get up early. Who wants to get up early? People much rather sleep in bed, right? So came in the Chazot, but when they saw in the end that they were getting up early, people were coming. And it was now becoming dangerous. Takinu l'rabbanan paisa. So it was the same question. Now what about the Evarim and the Pedarim which is done at night? And here again is Ones Shaina. Why is it Ones Shaina at night? Because let's be honest, wouldn't you rather go to sleep early? Why stick around to do the nighttime avodah if you just go home and get ready for bed? Look at the Gemara, it gives an amazing answer, and it's so true this. I mean, this is 100%, I think, 100% accurate. He says, Sha'ani migana mi meka. There's a difference in going to bed to getting up in the morning. Right? Much easier. Look at Rashi. Noach lo l'adam lindod she'na me'enav min alech lishon ad sof alayla. Easier for a person to sort of like fight off that tired feeling and stay up in at night. Miliyot omed mimitato bahashkama, then getting up in the morning. Shehi trumat adeshen.
Then we all know that, right? You tired and you can push yourself if we look around at 12 o'clock at night. But to get up in the morning at 6 o'clock to pull yourself out of bed is not so easy, right? That's exactly the difference.
You can't find fighting the little water lying down.
Yeah, exactly. So, right, so Gemara says, okay. So now the Gemara says like this. So now the question is, why did they make the takanta, the takana? So the Gemara says, "V'takante lahachgisavai, takante lahaygisavai." Right? Look at Rashi. "V'takante lahaygisavai." Kushi, Rashi. It's a kushi. It's a question. "V'chimipnei takala shiranit kan lapais." You think the takana was because of the takala? Here, we're all comparing this to what's happened in the last few days in Meron. They had a takana, it was a takala, and they made a takana. The Gemara says, no. V'halahai gisavai, bishvil sidur amaracha, v'shnei gishrei etzim, sh'atorem hu amesader. Why did they make a pais? We're going to see in a moment that there's an understanding here that because Truman HaDeshen wasn't a sought after avoda, they had to spice it up a bit. So by spicing it up, they packaged it with other avodas to make it more attractive. And they gave you the Gizrei Eitzim and the Sidura Maracha, setting up the Maracha and the Mizbech, the fire, and the wood. The Kevan Dechulan B'Kohen Echad, and because they're all one Kohen, Yesh Kan Avodot Chashuvot. U'me'ikare Bayu Faiz. That's why there's a Faiz. There's a Faiz not because of the Takana, of the Takala of the falling. The takana was that nobody wanted to come to do Truman HaDeshen. So to get Truman HaDeshen to be attractive, they spruced it up and they gave it more substance. And therefore, it became attractive. And that's why they had a prize, they had a lottery for it. If you look at Chananel here, Rabbi Chananel, just in line with like the end of the Tosfot there, he says, "Lo hayta takana ele b'nei shelo hayu ba'in." No one wanted to come. Halo tireh. She says, look, shehosifu la avodot acherot. They added other avodas to it. The Tanya, we learned in the bright, the mishlacha b'trumat ha-deshen, zoche b'shul maracha, v'shove gizre eitzim. V'shnei gizre eitzim. So I wrote underneath the amok, v'shnei gizre eitzim. So we see that's what he says. It's an interesting Tosfot Yom Tov. We only have time now here to actually go into it. Ach, doesn't matter. He says that we are the same thing. He says, "Shelo ayu ba'in ad she'tiknu she'iske b'sidur maracha v'shnei gizreitzim." Okay. So he's got a bit of a kashya on Rashi here. And yeah, that's enough. So we understand. So he says, that's why there was the takana. The Tanya, the Gemara quotes it right. "Timish zachav v'shubin adeshen zachav b'sidur maracha v'shnei gizreitzim." So that's why you tell me that was the takana. The Mishnah said, right, maseh, etc. It seems in the Mishnah that it was because of the takala. Yeah, what are you talking about? It's not because of the takala. Because suddenly there was a big rush on the job. It's interesting, I want to just mention, you know, the same thing with Haftorah. In Shul today, it's become like that Haftorah is a big kavod. But really, the Haftorah is the least of all the kibbutim. Because not one of the original seven aliyahs. So you'll find still to this day in a lot of shuls, the person who gets the Haftorah, he also davens Musaf. Because like you've got to give him a compensation because you got half an aliyah. So therefore he davens Musaf. And then some shuls, it's a big deal. I think I once mentioned it, I was in a shul in America once, where a guy got Haftorah, and he went to somebody else, was a Chatan Breishit, and they were having, it was a Shabbos Breishit, it was Chatan Breishit, and they were having the Kiddush. And he went to the guy who was doing the Kiddush, and he said, if you want... He says he had a yortzat, this guy, and the guy who got Haftorah was the Chatan Breish. He was obviously going to daven Musaf. And the guy, the yortzat, he wanted to daven Musaf. So the guy who got Chatan Breish, he said to him, you can daven Musaf. He said, no, I'm happy to go outside and make my own minion if you want. And daven outside, you can daven Musaf inside. And what was going on over here? So Arthur was going on, and there happened to be a Rav Shippel, and he said to me, he told me, I never knew that. He kind of told him, Marshall, that we never grew up with a guy who got a maftir got Musaf. In a lot of shuls, still makpi to this day. Standing over here, you're going to give the guy a schlepper job, like Truman HaDeshen, give him with it at the same time, a Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, and Seder Maracha, and then it becomes a chashuv job. You want to give a guy a Torah, give him Musaf as well. Now, Okay, all right, that's enough. All right. So he says, so that's the Gemara's question, right? So he says, Kevin, Tikno Paisa, lo, I'm a Mio, my determine. Oh, then I've lost my place here. Amrav Ashi, Ashi says no. Shtei takanot ayu. There actually were two takanot. There were two decrees. Meikaru savolu atu. In the beginning, you were right. They thought, who's going to want to get up? Either get up in the morning, or who's going to want to do a non-chashuv job? Kevin de chazu de katu v'atu nami de dek sakana and became interesting. Guys came and became dangerous. Takin le paisa, and they instituted a lottery. And kevin de takin le paisa. Loatu, and now that there was a takana of the pies, guys didn't want to come. I'm going to wake up in the morning, slip myself in a bed at the crack of dawn, stand in line in a circle, have this kohen go around, 1-2, 1-2, and not get the job. I'd rather stay in bed, let somebody else get it. Right? He says, look at this. Loat, look at Rashi over here. He says, I'm going to get it. The Gemara said, put it in order. He says, really, there was Truman Adeshe. And guys would want to do the job. Then it became dangerous. They did a lottery. Now the guy who was the fast runner says to himself, what a chance am I going to have? I've got no advantage anymore. Because now there's a lottery. Let somebody else do it. So they now make it more attractive. They added on these other things. So guys would come and participate in the lottery. And now if you're going to do already, Shnei Gezer Eitzim and the Siddur Baracha and Truman Adeshen, worth getting out of bed for and taking my chances in the lottery. Okay. Ubizman Shen, now Mishnah carried on. It says, Ubizman Shen Merubin. So there we see that with Merubin, they would... They race each other up to the kevish. Whereas like Amar Papa, Pshitali, Arba Amot Da'ara, Lo Ratzim Olim Bekevish. We learn in the Mishnah that Lo Ratzim Olim Bekevish Tnan. So it's Pashut that Pshitali, Arba Amot Da'ara, that this must have taken place. Look at Rashi here. Pshitali, the arba de kevesh gabe bismeach tnad. That this, the question is, where was this four amot? Was it on the ground? Was it upstairs? Was it in the middle? Where was it? I'm not sure. Actually, follow the last one here. So, particularly arba amot de ara, loratzim volim be kevesh. It must be on the ground because they can't run in the kevesh. Kamai tenami, you call me the four amas of the kevesh. Kiratzim volim be kevesh now, they can't run in the kevesh. Vahara kola kodem in chaveiro. And now we said there that who's going to be the guy who comes first? The Baini Baini Amir can't be in the middle of the Kevesh. Why? Because the Lord Messiah, we wonder where it was. Where did they end? So he says, Milta Pshitali, the Gabem is Bayach Tnan. He says, ever, this is all Pashut that it's about the Tnan. But what's my question, Sri Papa? Babai Rapapa, Arba Amot Shamru, Bahare Ami Yasod Vama Sovev. Or Dilma Bar Me Ami Yasod Vama Sovev. So now we know that the Kevesh is separated slightly from the Mizbeach, right? Not on the Mizbeach. Because you've got the Amah Sovev. Now, there isn't really an Amah Sovev at the bottom on the west, on the southern side. We know that. But there's the space. If you remember, the Amah comes around down the west side of the Mizbeach and turns in an Amah. Remember that? So it's an Amah thick and Amah there. But the Israel doesn't carry on over the Kevesh. It doesn't matter, that gap. So now the Kevesh is slightly distanced from the Mizbeach. So now the four amas that we're talking about, does it include those two amas and therefore it's six amas from the top? Or does it not include those four amas and it's four amas from the top? It's actually two amas from the end of the Mizbeach. I think that from the end of the Kevesh. I think that that's what the Gemara is saying. And the answer is, Taiku. Not quite sure where it is. So it's somewhere up at the top there. Not sure if it's in four amas of the Mizbeach or six amas of the Mizbeach or how it would be. It's like this. If there were two of them and they were close now in their race, They do this lottery. Almost like a Tana. Not in a brighter. Hotziu etzbotechem leminyan. They would bring out their fingers in terms of numbers. Almost, I don't understand. V'nim ninu ledidu. Why don't they just count them? Go. 1, 2, 3. Count the guys. Look at Rashi. Gilgulotam. Count their. Do a head count. I don't know. Say
I'm going to count down, and the number lands on 50. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You've got to carry around and around and around, around till you get to the 60, and that's it. What's this game with the fingers? This helps Rabbi Yitzchak. This is the siyut Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, asul manot yishar afilu dvar mitzvah. You aren't allowed to count a person, even a dvar mitzvah. That's why for a minyan we use a pasuk, right? We say either hoshet potech et adecha, hoshet amecha, amecha nechdeh nasem ad haolam. Hoshet amecha. You use a pasuk with 10 people. Even for a minyan, you can't count people. I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'm a little bit shocked to see people. You come into Shul and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's asur. That is why I'm saying asur. Even okay, not one, not two is nice. But the best thing is a pasuk. The pasuk with 10 names go Shia Tamecha, Rech Nachdev. The problem is you got to remember now which word dumb lands on where. You see how many you short, right? But says Asur Filu Dabar Mitzvah Dichtiv. It quotes the pasuk of Yitzchak Shul Shaul where it says Vayifkadein beVezek. Look at Rashi. What's Vezek? So over here. Lashon shivrei charasim, like shards of cheres. Natal kol echad bechadich. Each one took a piece of cheres. Veishlich lefanav umanu char charasim. Everyone had a shard. They threw it on the ground. They went and they counted the shards of cheres. That way you can count. Each shard represents a person. There are 1,000 shards. That's the people they were. Right? Matki Rav Asher, what are you talking about? Mimai dahai bezek lish de mivzaku. Vedilma shema de matu kedichtiv. Maybe he says no. He says Bezek. How do you know that Bezek is there? Maybe Bezek is a place. And maybe it just means that they counted them in Bezek. Because it says Bezek. It means it just took place in Bezek. So Gemara says, that's not a proof that Bezek have been shod and they counted them with shards. It could be they counted them in the place called Bezek and they counted them with their heads. Go Lord. Gemara says, Elam Yacha. So if I should get a better place, he says, I prefer learning from here. Also with Shaul. Right? He heard the nation then. He counted them all. How to do betlaim with the tale. Look at Rashi. Each one will go into the king's flock there and take out a little calf. And they counted the tlaim. So yeah, we see over here. With either bevezek or with tlaim, doesn't matter. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Kol amonet Yisrael over Belav. He says that as a result of this, he says you can't count Israel. If you count Am Yisrael, you're over on a lot of in the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Hosea, Vayam Yispar Bnei Yisrael Kechol Hayam, Asher Lo Yimad Velo Yisafer. Can't be measured and can't be counted. Right? That's what he wants to say. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Amar, over Bishnei Rech, says, no, you're over on two Lavim. Shneimar, Lo Yimad Velo Yisafer. Not just a one Lav, two Lavim. There's a mad, an issue of lo yimad, and issue lo yisafer can't measure, you can't count. They're both Amar of Shmuel ben Nachmani. So Rabbi Yonatan, Rami Ketir Yonatan brings a theory on the two psukim. Vayam mispar bnei Yisrael kechol hayam. On the one hand, the pasuk says, the same pasuk it says, Vayam mispar bnei Yisrael kechol hayam. So if it's kechol hayam, right? Look at Rashi. If we say kechol hayam. Alma itlo minyan. Therefore, there's a number. Even though we don't know what the number is of Chol Hayam, but there is a number. Hashem will know what the number of Chol Hayam is. So he's saying that Am Yisrael is a number. Uchtiv asher lo yimad velo yisafer. And on the same pasuk, you tell me you can't count and you can't measure them. So make up your mind. Or like a Chol Hayam, which is a number, or they aren't countable. So you say, look, Kashia. Kan bizman sheyishrael osin osno shel makom. Kan bizman sheein osin osno shel makom. That's a wild Gemara, that. Honestly, I'm not sure that it's clear. What do we mean that when they say Rotzno Shel Makom or not? Let's just see the second answer, and then we'll see Rabbi Hananel and see if he can give us a bit of direction here. Rabbi Amar, Mishum Ave Yossi Ben Dustai Lokash. He gives another answer to the stira there of Rav Yonatan's stira. He says, Kan Bidei Adam, Kan Bidei Shamai. When it's Bidei Shamayim, Hashem can count. He knows the numbers. Adam and Rodan account. That's the difference. Look at Rabbi Hananel here. Rabbi Hananel, just in line where when the Gemara becomes wide. So just beneath that of here, it says, Vahani mili bizman shishar osin rotzno shel makom. Vim lav nisparim. You see what he's saying? He says, when they do the rotzno shel makom, they aren't counted. When they aren't doing the rotzno shel makom, then they start being counted. Everybody can use their own imagination for that one. Shneimar vaya mispar b'nei Yisrael. Michlal shesh mispar b'hem. He's a number there. So when you're doing a Ritzono shel makom, you're uncountable. When not, Am Yisrael is counted. Start counting. Rebbe Omer lo kasha. Rebbe says, I mean the Rabbi Nachanel still, b'dei shamayim vaya mispar b'nei Yisrael. Lo b'dei shamayim is a mispar. B'dei adam lo yimo v'lo yisafer. Okay. So that is that. Now, obviously, this is coming on the back here. We'll see once we brought in over here Shaul. We know that Shaul counted. David HaMelech also counted. Amen. He was also punished. We're going to see that's all going to come in the gross. We're going to get completely sidetracked now because of what's going on over here. Amarav Nihalai Bar Idi Amar Shmuel Kevan Shitpana Adam. Parnes Latzibur Mitasher. It's an amazing thing of here. Quotes a Gemara. This is a Gemara that is actually not sure where this Gemara is. Maybe the Gemara is over here. I thought it was a quote from somewhere. It says that once a person becomes appointed a Parnas, a leader of the Tzibur, he gets rich. How do we know that? Mi'ikara Ketiv Shaul, before he became king, says Vayifkadeim Bevezek. He used, on the first explanation, he used shards of cheres to count the people. Ulevasof, when he became king, Ketiv, Ayivkadeim, Betlaim. Now he could send them into the pen and go and take out the flock of the king. So to begin with, he started looking for little pieces of shreds and that. And then he came into the question, why? Maybe Dilma.
That's good news for Michael Goodman.
That's good news for Michael Goodman. Good news, right? He says, but Dilma Medidu. Why? Maybe it was theirs. Maybe it wasn't the king's. And we said there, they counted them with Tla'im. It was the Tla'im of their own, and it wasn't the king's. How do you prove anything from this? The Gemara says, Im Kain, Ma'arvut de Milta. If that was the case, there'd be nothing extra to be taught from here. What do we care if they use shards, if they use Tla'im? The fact that the Gemara brought another proof comes to give us a revut. There's something extra in this to tell us that they were both from his, etc. Okay. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk. The pasuk of Iyah, it says, Vayavo Shaul ad ir Amalek, Vayerev Banacha. Right? Look at Rabbi Chananel for a second. Rabbi Chananel says, Vayerev Banacha al Iskei Nacha. Right? There's an argument there, al Iskei Nacha. Klomar, Kavda alav Gzerat Shamayim. The decree of him was very heavy on him. Vayomer im nimtza chalav b'machane mevin eglar. Okay, we'll see. Let's go back to the word. The nachal vayerev banachal. Banachal. What do you mean banachal? Nachal reminds us of an eglar rufa, right? An eglar rufa, when the body's dead. We don't know who it was. So we said the skainim come to the nachal etan, and there they kill the etc. That's nachal. I'm Rabbi Avar Arimani al iskei nachal. Gemara says it. B'sha'ah she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaul, when Hashem said to Shaul, so he said to him, it's in Shmuel Aleph, you read the whole passage, he says, Ata alech v'yikita et Amalek v'charamtem. Go wap at Amalek. Et kol asher lo v'lo tachmol elav. And don't have any mercy for him. V'heimate mi'ish ad isha, men and women, me'olel v'ad yonek, from the oldest till the youngest, mishor v'ad seh, Migamal v'ad chamor, wipe out their animals, take them out completely. No rachmonis whatsoever on Amalek. Right? So Amar, Shaul says to himself, Uma nevesh achat amra Torah, haveg larufa. Just one death, unaccounted death. We don't know who killed him. The Torah says, take an egg larufa and do this whole tekes, etc. Kolen nefoshot alalu, alacha kama v'chama. How can we go and wipe out all of these people? How much is it? Vim adam chata. Behemah machata, mele, the people, well, why the animals? Vim gedoinim chatu, and if the oldest get sinned, ktanim machatu, what do the kids do? Yatza bat kol v'amra lo, al tihi tzadik arbei, don't be too much of a tzadik. Don't stop making cheshbon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think you're such a tzadik, do what you're told. Right, b'sha'a shamalo shaul doeg, so this whole, right, sov atau pagaba koanim, this is in the Koanei Avnov there, he told to kill the koanim. Yatzta batkov amalo al tirshar, but don't be too much of a rasha. So we see that Shaul, sometimes he was too much of a tzaddik, too much of a rasha. I saw a nice idea this morning in Stars. I think that he quoted the name of the Maharsha. I'm not sure. Where he says there that a person
has to have a measured approach to things. When you haven't got a measured approach to things and you move with sways of emotion, so sometimes you're too much of a tzaddik, which seems like a good thing, but the inability to be stable can also swing back and make you too much of a rasha. So people who are too much of a... Okay, right. So I'm saying, so sometimes we've got to appreciate that, that the balance is what's important, because when you think you're too much of a tzaddik, you can also we very, very quickly become too much of a rasha. Because Amar Rav Huna, kama luchale velo margish gavra, de mare saye. It's lovely here. Look at this. He says, de mare, look at what's again, Shaub. He says, yeah, kama luchale velo margish gavra, de mare saye. No matter what you do, if you've got Hashem's help, you're okay. Shaul Bachat, Shaul sinned with one sin, Valtalo, and he ended up paying for it for, with his belucha and his life. David Vashtai, Velo Altalo. Look at Rashi. It's like this. Rashi Zaviya, Kama lochale mash, Kama samuch umuvtach, Ve'ein tzarich lachlot velidog mikora a, Mishakosh baruchu be'ezro. If Hashem is with you, don't have to worry too much. Get sick, do whatever you want, God's going to be with you. Sharei matzilu Shaul nichshal ba'achat. He did one sin. Va'altalo l'ra'a was the end of him. L'konso mita levatel malchuto. He ended up dying and he loses his kingship. V'David yichshal b'shtayim v'lo altalo l'ra'a. And he ended up staying David HaMelech. I want to try to look at this now. What was the sin of Shaul? Shaul b'achat ma'hi. Ma'aseh da'agag. That was the king of Amalek. The Gemara says, v'ha ike ma'aseh da'nov irako. Anyway, there's Nov, which saw a second ago, of Sovatau pagaba koanim. Was it, what about the ear Kohanim there as well? He wiped it out. Why do we say that that wasn't, he sinned twice? So the Gemara says, no, Amased Agag Ketiv Nichamti Kimlachti et Shaul. That pasuk over there, so the Gemara quotes from Shmuel, says, Nichamti. Nichamti means I've got regrets. Right? Nichamti, I regret having appointed as king. Kishab Macharav et Devarai Lohekim, Vayichal Shmuel Vizak El Hashem Kol Alayla. Look at Rashi, Nichamti Kimlachti et Shaul. Rabbi Nechananel says, Afal Gav, it's the third last narrow lines of Rabbi Nechananel. Afal Gav Sharag Nov Ira Kohanim, Acharkach, Mikorem Ze Kvar Ketiv Nichamti. How do we know that it was because of the one sin? Because Hashem had already said Nichamti before Nov. It was already ois. Once Hashem says Nichamti, I regret that I made you king. There's nothing you can do now. You finished. So we see it was because of that one sin, not because of the second sin. And the Gemara says, now, David b'shtayim, what were the two sins of David HaMelech? The Gemara says, the Uriah, uda hasata. Interesting, eh? What's missing of yes? Uriah, what was Uriah? He sent Uriah off to the front to be killed. Right? Look at Rashi. Uriah, uda hasata. So Rashi didn't explain to us what Uriah was. That seems to be pashut. But he says, what's hasata? Shehu sat manotet Yisrael b'sof yamah v'gram lavolem davar. David was provoked, and he ended up counting Am Yisrael. That was a mistake. He wasn't going to count them, and they suffered as a result of that. Now, what is it? The Gemara says, what about Bathsheba? Look, Rashi says, yeah, Shebalia, they had relations with her. Now, we already seen Gemara's where it said that it wasn't a sin. And remember, we learned this Gemara, I think it was in Shabbos or Brachot. Yeah, learned that, that we said there, everybody, all the Chayim in Tzva Beit David, they would give a get al tnai. Remember, we learned that. See, it was really the case. He says, "Bathsheba." The Gemara says, "Hatam ifra umine." He says, "No, that's not counted. That's in why." I actually got cold shivers as I said that, because yeah, that he says he already paid for. That was extracted from him a punishment. Look at Rashi. No, it's not Rashi there. Ifra umine, he paid for it. Dichtiv veta kivsa yeshalem arbatayim. This pasuk over here, there's difficult psukim. Veta kivsa yeshalem arba taim ekev asher asat davar zeh v'lasher lo chamal. You're going to be punished four times. Kivsa yeshalem arba taim. Yeled, his first child, Benari Shon, with Bathsheba died. Amnon was killed. Tamar was raped. And Avshalom, who was Tamar's sister, he was also killed, but he's the guy that killed Amnon. So this is a, right? Avshalom and Tamar were brother and sister. Full brothers and sisters.
Amnon and Tamar were half brothers and sisters. And Amnon raped Tamar. Absalom killed Amnon. And then Absalom was killed afterwards by Yoav. So these four kids, David HaMelech lost four children for the price of counting Am Yisrael, according to this command. So wait a second. He says, Hatam Nami Ephraimine, with regards to the Hasatah, with the counting, he also paid the price. Why are you making a dichtiv? Vayitain Hashem Dever. Look at the whole Pasuk of here. The Pasuk of here, this is a Pasuk from Shmuel Aleph as well, Shmuel Bet. So Vayitain Hashem Dever Yisrael Miyaboke Vad Eit Moed. Vayamot Minaam Midan Vad Be'er Sheva Shivim Elef Ish. 70,000 people were wiped out in this plague. The Gemara says, no, Hatam lo ifrumi gufe. It wasn't from his own flesh. It wasn't a punishment in his body. The Gemara says, what is saying, Hatam nami lo ifrumi gufe? But there, with Bathsheba, it also wasn't a punishment in his gufe. And we said there that he, the Bathsheba, ifrumine, dichtiv eta kivshai shalem arbatai. Right, with his children, it wasn't him. So Gemara says, lie, bemet, ifrumi gufe, it was from his gufe. The Amarav Yud Amarav, shisha chodashim nistarea David, upashumi himenu sanhedrim nislaku himenu shchina. He says he did have punishment on his guf, because he got sara'at. Dichtiv yashuvu li yerecha veyudu edotecha, chutiv ashivu li sason yeshecha. So he seems that the shchina went away and then he came back. I personally would have just said, it's pashut that it was from his goof because his children are his goof. Lost four children, that's not me goof echa. But anyhow, Gemara gives him an answer. So Gemara says, wait a second. But Ma'amarav kibel David lashon hara. So he says now, remember Rav Huna said to us that there were two sins. Remember, that was Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that there was the one sin. I'm Rav Huda. We had it over there. Kamelo chale velo magish gavur de marisaya shal ba'achat veDavid b'shtayim. And the Gemara says, what was the one shal ba'achat was Agag, and David with two was the Hasata and the Huria. So with regards to now, if we say that those are the two, the Gemara asks the kasha over here now to Rav Huna, who's quoted those two, says there are only two. Amarav kibel David lashon hara. And there's another third one over here. Why is Rav Huna saying only two? What about Lashon Hara? And Rashi explains to us what the Lashon Hara was, that he heard Lashon Hara over here. Al me piboshet mi pitzeiva, the whole story, whether he supported him or didn't support him. So we're saying, no, that's Kishmuel. This being like Shmuel, I'm a lucky about the Lashon Hara. It wasn't really Lashon Hara. Right? He didn't explain Lashon Hara. It's a whole sugi over there. So we're saying, wait a second. Ule Rav Nami da Amar kibel de Lashon Hara. So he says, you know what? And it's there's a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. But Shmuel says, the one answer is that Shmuel says he never actually accepted Lashon Hara. Then the other one says, you know what, even according to Rav, who says he did, because this is Hama Rav, Kibel David. So it seems that Shmuel and David Rav are arguing. Well, even according to Rav, we can actually give an answer. Why? Because to support Rav Huna. Rav Nami, the Amar Kibel David Lashon Hara, Ha'ifumine. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, B'sha Shamalu David, Lemepi Boshet, Amar Tiata, B'tzevat, Yichakut HaSadeh, Yatzabat Kov Amra, Lo Rechava Mirvam, Yichakut HaMalchut. When David said to him, he wasn't sure who was who, whether it's Tzeva, with regard to when he maybe Boshet and Tzeva, who was ready, the trustful guy, etc. So he said, you know what, I'm going to split up your properties and you'll split them up, take half and half. At that moment, because he accepted the Lashon Hara, Yatzah Bat Kol and said, Rechavam and Yeravam, Yechakul HaMalchut, you're going to lose half your Malchut. Because Rechavam comes from David, Yeravam doesn't. So therefore, he lost the Malchut. If you look at the Tosfot Yom Tov over here, that says, if you look at Tosfot Yom Tov, it's the third lines of the second square of Tosfot Yom Tov, towards the end, it says, Od Yesh Lomar, the Hef said Malchut Mizera, Shayach Nami Ligufe. Losing his Malchut is essentially being afflicted in his body. Right? Aval Yeled V'amon Lo Karim Ligufe. He says, why my answer, what I wanted to say about his children dying, isn't from Gufe. He said, the time of the Hefsid, Malchut Shach Gufe Yoter. He says, it's not Gufe, Malchut is more Gufe. Okay, I don't know how much I understand that, but that's the answer over here. So, according to Rav, we could say that he should have got There should be three, like Rav Huna said, three sons of David, not two. The Gemara says, no, Shmuel says it wasn't Lashon Hara. But then the Gemara says, you know what, even according to Rav, he says, in Lashon Hara, we can see another source there where he was punished for that. So we find trying to find now two avails which he did, which he wasn't punished for, because all those he was punished for, so those aren't really counted. And to prove that even for these two avails, he would never got punishment, Hashem was with him. Okay, Ben Shana. Okay, now the Gemara quotes a pasuk. While we're discussing Shaul, quotes a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph, and says Ben Shana Shaul b'molcho, u'shtei shani malach al Yisrael. That he was 1 year old and he reigned for 2 years. And when he's 1 year old, he reigned for 2 years, right? So Gemara says Amar Avuna ke Ben Shana. What really mean was that Shaul was like a 1 year old. What do you mean like a 1 year old? Shelo ta'am ta'am chait. He was so pure when he became king, he never tasted sin, like a 1 year old never tasted sin. So Malkidah Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes with a very aggressive approach. What are you talking about? He was like a guy never said. He says, Ve'ema, keben shana says like a 1 year old, shemeluchlach betit v'tzoa. He's full of dirt, he's got poo all over his face. That's what it means, Keben Shana. Not only has he got no, so full of sin that he's just like a little dirty baby running around in a mess. So look, now the Gemara says like this. He came out, he says, so there's a Girsa, we have the Bishrasha says, Chazi, that he saw. But the our Gemara says, Achviu dal Rav Nachman, Siyuta Bechalme. He went to bed at night and he dreamt that night and he had Siyuta. Rashi, what does it mean, siyuta? So in siyuta in Hebrew, we know it means like real strife. But Rashi says, "Aviyasu the malachei pachad." These angels of fear, mavilimotob, are scaring him, taunting him the whole night. So Amar, he woke up in the morning, said, "You know what? Now neti lachem, I accept what you're saying." Atzmot Shaul ben Kish. Right? He says, "I agree with you. The bones of Shaul ben Kish." In other words, I accept your rebuke. The Atzmot of Shaul ben Kish. But what was left out of here? He didn't say Shaul HaMelech. He never gave proper kavod to Shaul. So Hadar Chazes Yutu B'chamel. The next night he goes to bed, the same thing. These angels come and they start pounding him again. He real Amar Neneit Lachem Atzmot Shaul ben Kish Melech Yisrael. So you can't talk so badly. You've got to be careful what you say about a king. You've got to be careful about anybody. But it just shows you, even when they're dead, you got to care what they say about people. You think a person's dead, you can say what you want. In fact, I think that I saw a note, if I'm not mistaken, in the Standard this morning, and he made some comment like that. Let's give him the credit. It wasn't my, I don't think it was my own idea. I think he had a note there which said that, quoted somebody. Is there a note in Al-Gemara's? Huh?
Meiri.
Ah, okay. Shkoch. There we are. Yeah. That is it the Meiri? Okay, excellent. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Why did Beit Shaul's Malchut not carry on? This is an unbelievable Gemara, this. It's an Gemara, this. Robert, think carefully now what you said a few seconds ago. Right? So he says, why didn't it go on for a long time? He says, he says, because there was no Dofi with Shaul. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Shum Dofi? 1 second there. Mishpacha. He said, because there was, let me just finish. Because there was no, he had no yichus problems. Then all the guys going, they'd be too proud of themselves. Aval David, Merut Maviata. David came from Merut of Yah, poor Goya that converted. He's got no yichus. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Ein ma'amidim parnas la tzibur. Listen carefully. You only ma'amid a parnas on the tzibur. Im ken kupa shel shratzim kloyam lo miacharav. If he's carrying a whole sack of God, be carrying a whole bunch of dirt on him. Right? She'im tazuach da'ato alav. If he gets too haughty, omrim lo chazor lachrecha, look behind you, my boy. Remember where you came from. Don't think you're such a big shot. Look behind you. Let me just finish and then I'll give you. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. So why was Shaul punished? Rashi says, Yalavodi day davar she'alav nital menu malchut. They end up losing his malchut. Mipnei she'machal al kvodo. Because he was moichal his kavod. Let's end up over here.